Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Kathy, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
Excellent.
We're fantastic. I got three headlines here. If you could pick out the real one, you're going to go see Long Shot at the premiere, okay?
Which I'm kind of excited about. I would like to see that.
Yeah. Charlize is just, it looks really funny. So here you go. Which one is real? Is it A, guy drinks one too many mimosas and drives his snowmobile into a pool? Is it B, a drunk driver backs into another car then doesn't realize he's towing it down the street? Or C, woman runs over neighbor's new $2,000 mailbox after their dog pooped in her yard?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with number two, where he was pulling the trailer and didn't know.
You are spot on, my friend.
Yay!
Well done.
Yay!
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, do you even need a sobriety test when you're this drunk? Can't they just say, yeah, you're obviously gone?
Well, I don't know.
Or is there some kind of sick joy they take in watching someone struggle? Let's see. 25-year-old named Justin Spruill was leaving a bar near Portland, Maine on Saturday when he backed his truck into a parked car. Now, it turned out his trailer hitch got lodged in the other car's bumper, but he didn't realize it, and he drove off. Police spotted him turning onto a major road, and he was still towing the car behind him. So he is facing charges of driving under the influence.
I could see if you had your radio really loud, and maybe, you know, you didn't notice.
I just don't have the same pickup that I normally have with this car.
I know. Is the parking brake on?
I don't know. It just feels like it's dragging. Does it feel like it's dragging me?
We saw a guy yesterday driving down the street, pulling a trailer with a blown tire. Like, we could hear it going, wah, 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 wah.
Uh-huh.
I got that. He don't even know.
Yeah,
no. Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Terry and Dustin, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello. How's it going?
Oh, you know, we're doing well. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Did anybody drag the other person here today, or is this a mutual decision?
I was drug here by my wife.
You were drag. Okay.
Nobody else was available.
You don't really mean that now, do you? No. How long have you been married?
I don't, what is it, like 4 years, almost 5 years now?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice. So how long have you known each other?
About 10 years now at this point, yeah.
Oh, wow. So did you date like a full 6 years, or were you friends first and then?
Yeah, we dated for a few years, and then we were engaged for 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
We tried to save up and do all the right stuff and all that good stuff, and we finally, you know, pulled the trigger, got it done back in 2014. So, yeah, it's been, a great journey.
Has it been fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to keep him for a little bit longer?
Yeah, I'll keep him.
Good idea. Any kids or fur babies? Or?
We have a 2.5-year-old.
Oh, a little one. Boy or girl?
He's a boy.
Boston. Henri?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he in the no phase? Everything is no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 24/7.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, like, how did you guys meet?
Well, we actually met in college. We both went to Northern Kentucky University. Funny enough, I actually had a couple of classes with Molly Watson.
Did you really?
Back in the day. I had no idea she was working here. That's so cool.
Good
for Molly.
She's right over there.
Oh, okay.
In another studio.
Say hi afterwards. But, we met in college, and, she just kind of caught my eye, and... It was actually a funny story. My cousin actually was friends with her, and supposedly at family functions growing up, she was there. I just don't remember ever seeing her, you know, but she said that she remembers.
Playing in the backyard, and there
yeah,
he is.
And I don't remember her at all, but, you know, I caught her attention, I guess, in college as well. We had classes together, and then it just kind of, I macked on her on Facebook. Hey, I don't normally do this, but,
very charming.
That's a history. Yep.
So what do you guys like to do together? What do you go do to have fun?
Well, the Netflix count?
Yes, of course. Or... absolutely. What are you currently
binging? We hardly do that anymore, though.
Yeah, we have different schedules, so it's just hard to kind of, you know, match up anymore. Having a kid really kind of, it changed quite a bit.
There's a wrench in a social life, doesn't it?
Yes. So, but when we do get a chance to get out, we just like to honestly just get outside of the house. So that's just a win all by itself. We actually just enjoy going on a date here and there. We went axe throwing the other day.
Really? What were you throwing axes at?
Just a wall.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's actually a lot harder than it looked, just in case anybody's wondering.
Wants to try it.
It's pretty difficult.
But then they sell alcohol right behind you.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
funny. That there are bars that say, come on over and drink, and while you're at it, we have some lovely axes for you to throw at our wall.
Absolutely. That's the best part.
Crazy. And do you guys work out of the home, or...?
I'm an office manager at Clarkson Eye Care.
Oh, nice.
At the medical optometrist's office. I actually brought a couple of cleaning kits for you guys as well.
Nice.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And
cool.
What do you do, Terry?
I work as a sterile processing technician.
Very nice.
Surgical instruments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Very cool. All right. So I've decided that we're going to kick Terry out of the room. We're going to talk to you,
Terry.
Mister.
All right. So we're going to learn a lot about Terry today. She goes off into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth so that Dustin can speak freely.
Yes.
And now that Terry is safely out of earshot, Jen, whenever you're ready.
What has the power to make her instantly horny?
Oh, my God. The power to make her instantly horny.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a little fetish with my legs for some reason. So if I like kind of give her a little flash on my legs, you know, she knows what's up. You
that
know,
does
at that
it right
point.
There. Yeah. Is there a lot of hair going on there? Or
no,
is it...
no. I think just a perfect amount of hair, typically.
Sure.
You know, just the right amount to get the juices flowing. I suppose.
And is she an ankle, calf, or thigh kind of lady?
You know, I think she's all of the above. Honestly,
all right.
Yeah.
She
whatever
wants to
it
see
is
it all.
Working, but that seems to be the only kind of, you know, started there. So,
if you want to get things rocking, do you like, you know, disappear for a couple of minutes and come back out in the living room wearing a pair of shorts or something?
Oh, that's exactly right. Oh, yeah. And I just kind of got to do a little strut, you know, just kind of like a little, like, slower than normal strut.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for demonstrating that as you described it.
Welcome.
That was something. I don't see why any woman would, or how any woman
how could
any
resist, woman
resist
that.
I mean, that was, wow.
It's irresistible,
it was,
you know.
Big moves. Big
moves.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's something she wouldn't do for $1 million?
Something she would not do for $1 million. Oh, my. I would have to say something to do with, like, public speaking.
Okay.
Speaking to a very large crowd or something.
And she dragged you in to be on the radio.
Yeah, I know. And that's kind of what, you know, because she's more the introverted side, but she's a wonderful, obviously, person. But, yeah, she, you know, can take a minute to open up. But,
all right.
Yeah.
Public speaking in front of a large crowd of people. All right. What's something she's just given up on?
Me, I guess. I'm just kidding. No, something she kind of given up on. She would probably agree eventually, if she doesn't get it right this time, she would agree that she kind of gave up on maintaining the house a little bit.
Okay.
The two-year-old running around and all that stuff. Life is pretty hectic, so that's probably one thing
All right. That's a good one. Where is the worst place you could take her on a date?
The worst place to take her on a date would probably be Tesla. For anybody who knows me, I'm obsessed with Tesla. I'm definitely
with the cars.
The
not
Tesla,
the band from
yeah, exactly. The Tesla
dealership.
The Tesla dealership. Yep. And so we get like one date a year because it's so hard to get out. And we actually just recently had one about a month ago. And so I planned a whole day worth of dates. We went to multiple coffee shops, which is her favorite thing. We went axe throwing that day. And I actually thought about swinging up to the Tesla dealership there for a second, but I knew that she would kill me. So I would say that's probably the worst place to take
it.
Her.
Okay. Wow. Fifth right. and final. What has she done in the bedroom that shocked you?
I would say she introduced a couple, some peppermint oil type of stuff. I don't know. She's like some of that hippie essential oil stuff. I don't know what she's into. But
what did she do with the peppermint oil? Because there are certain places that should not go.
Yes. Well, that's what shocked me was I figured out that doesn't belong in certain places.
It doesn't.
And I don't think she knew at the time either. So
yeah.
I would say that was one of
that
the more...
That is the last place you want, especially a hot oil like peppermint.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those hippie peppermint oil, essential oil people. So that's why he laughed so hard when you said
that's
that.
Awesome.
All right.
My favorite phrase was, I learned that there are certain places that does not belong.
Yep.
Keep all that right. one in the diffuser, okay?
Oh, yeah, for
now
sure.
Now that Dustin has answered all five questions, we're going to bring Terry back to the studio to see how her answers stack up to Dustin's. Come on back, Terry.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.